This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Crown Prince of Kuwait, Sheikh Sabah Al Khalid Al Ahmed Al Mubarak Al Sabah over phone yesterday and condemned violation of Kuwait's sovereignty and territorial integrity. The Prime Minister also spoke to the Amir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, and expressed firm solidarity with Qatar. Both leaders emphasized the urgent need to restore peace and stability in the region through dialogue and diplomacy. Mr. Modi also spoke with Sultan of Oman, Sultan Haitham bin Tariq, and exchanged views on recent developments in West Asia. Prime Minister Modi appreciated Oman's continued support to the Indian community. The Indian Airlines are set to operate 58 flights between India and Gulf region today to facilitate the movement of stranded passengers in West Asia due to the ongoing conflict. The Ministry of Civil Aviation said in a statement that Indian carriers are planning to operate 58 flights today, including 30 by IndiGo and 23 by Air India and Air India Express. The ministry said that it is continuously monitoring the evolving airspace situation in parts of West Asia and its impact on international flight operations. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, West Asian region has postponed the Class 10 and Class 12 examinations that were set to take place on March 5th and 6th. Revised dates for these exams will be announced later. The board also stated that a decision regarding the examinations scheduled from March 7th onwards will be made after reviewing the situation by tomorrow. The conflict in West Asia has entered its fifth day as joint Israeli-US forces struck Tehran's nuclear sites, while Iran also launched fresh drone attacks. As per latest reports, Israel used its intelligence to strike Iran's nuclear weapons development site in Tehran. Israel has also intensified its airstrikes in Lebanon as it hit around 60 targets related to Hezbollah. The sites struck by Israel include weapon storage facilities, missile launchers, command centers, and additional terrorist infrastructure belonging to Hezbollah and Hamas in the Tyre and Sidon areas of Lebanon. On the other hand, Iran has continued its strikes on several countries in West Asia. Meanwhile, in the international market, gas prices have spiked and global stock markets tumbled as the conflict in the Middle East intensified. The UK gas price surged to its highest level for 3 years yesterday, following sharp gains on Monday, while Brent crude oil benchmark briefly rose above $85 a barrel for the first time since July 2024. The Festival of Colours, Holi, is being celebrated throughout the country today. The festival signifies the victory of good over evil and marks the onset of spring season. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan have extended greetings to the nation on the occasion of Holi. In her message, President Murmu said that Holi is a festival of joy and celebration that conveys the message of social harmony. In Uttar Pradesh, Holi is being celebrated with a great deal of joy and enthusiasm. Our correspondent reports that police have made elaborate arrangements to prevent any untoward incident during the festival.
खेलो रंग है कोई अपने संग है भीगा भीगा अंग है
होली आई देखो होली आई रे होली आई।
Delhi Traffic Police has made elaborate arrangements to ensure smooth traffic management on the occasion of Holi in the national capital. Talking to media, Additional Commissioner of Police Dinesh Kumar Gupta said that police personnel are deployed at around 134 major intersections from early morning till evening. In ICC Men's T20 World Cup, South Africa will take on New Zealand in the first semi-final clash at Eden Gardens in Kolkata today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Indian time. India will face England in the second semi-final match at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai tomorrow. The winners of both these matches will face each other in the finals on Sunday at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. And All England Badminton Championships, Lakshya Sen defeated world number one and defending champion Shi Kui Chi of China last evening in the opening round of men's singles. And that is the end of this news bulletin.